A day before the Tampa City Council is scheduled to vote on a new 25-year franchise agreement between the city and Tampa Electric, critics of the plan called today for council members to press for a better deal than is currently on the table. Donald Melman is with Physicians for Social Responsibility.
PECO has smokestacks from its coal-powered plants that spew out toxins and carcinogens on a daily basis, adversely affecting the people of Tampa Bay. If there is nothing in the new franchise agreement that will hold TECO responsible for improving its output of those toxins over the life of the contract, particularly if it's 25 years, the citizens of Tampa Bay are at a severe risk. That's why we wish that the franchise agreement to be delayed. Thank you.
Dr. Warren Clark is pastor of the First United Church of Tampa. He said delaying a vote on the franchise agreement with TECO for at least 6 months would allow for several provisions to be made inside the contract to make TECO executives move towards cleaner energy alternatives.
Florida Power and Light is lowering electric rates 1.4% because natural gas prices are going down. TECO is raising rates 12% now and would love additional rate hikes in May. That's because TECO uses coal for more than 50% of its generation. So my question is, why would the city of Tampa want to lock itself into a 25 to 30 year franchise agreement when customers in South Florida are getting rate reductions and using cleaner fuel? It just seems a much better idea to limit the franchise agreement to a shorter period of time.
Stephen Breslow is the energy chair with the Tampa Sierra Club. He said that energy policy for this country is now undergoing massive changes, and mentioned President-elect Barack Obama's frequent comments that he hopes to reinvigorate the economy by bringing green jobs to the workplace.
Department of Agriculture and the state of Florida have recognized that this state could become a tremendous exporter of biofuels and biomass feedstocks for electrical generation and transportation. We don't want to miss out on this tremendous opportunity. This franchise agreement is one of the very few opportunities that we have to register our ideas and our complaints about the present practices of our utility. And remember, they are not a business as usual. They are a monopoly. They are a government-regulated monopoly. That puts them in a different category than free market business.
C.J. Reynolds is a community representative and member of the Tampa Homeowners Association Neighborhoods. She said the neighborhood group hired an expert who evaluated the franchise agreement and says they've identified six terms that will benefit the citizens and the city. An editorial in Tuesday's St. Petersburg Times chided advocates for pushing the city council on the franchise agreement, saying that requiring TECO to move towards energy efficiency and conservation falls under the authority of the state, not a municipality. But C.J. Reynolds says the community can't trust the regulators.
We do not believe that what the Public Service Commission and the state will legislate sometime next year will necessarily protect the types of innovative renewable energy business agreements that we would like to see inserted into this contract. Again, these will not cost TECO any money. They will not affect TECO negatively.
But advocates for a better energy deal need just one city council member to change their minds from a previous vote on the deal. Thomas Scott, Charlie Miranda, Gwen Miller, and Joseph Catano all previously voted in support of the plan. But according to C.J. Reynolds, lobbying efforts by citizens like her appear to be going nowhere.
Yes, we've tried to get meetings. We've left phone calls. We're not really getting through. We would like to have a sit down and talk one-to-one with them because we think to show them the specific details of the contract and the business terms, the practical stuff, not the gee, the sky's falling and what can we do about it? We believe that they're smart business people, and if they could sit down with us ahead of time, that they would see this. So we're hoping that they will return our phone calls.
So you haven't, nobody has sat down with you?
No. We've tried to get through. We've sent dozens and dozens of emails to Charlie Miranda. He's in our district. Other people have left phone calls with Reverend Scott. He's not returned their calls.